So recently I did a video talking about how the VA is changing all of its rating criteria and what some of those newly changed criteria are going to be. So the VA is going to implement the new rating criteria for the digestive system, and this is going to make changes to over 55 digestive disorders in that criteria. So we can't talk about all the changes today, but what I'm going to do is discuss the three biggest changes under this new criteria. I'm Ed Farmer, VA accredited attorney and U.S. Army combat veteran. Today, we're going to talk about changes to the rating criteria for irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease, and hemorrhoids. Let's get into it. Hi, I'm Edward Farmer. I'm a disabled veteran and a VA disability appeals attorney. I'm creating this podcast, VA Claims Made Easy, to help veterans navigate their own way through the VA disability system. All right, let's talk about irritable bowel syndrome first. I know this is a condition a lot of people have, especially if you served in the Gulf or Southeast Asia, and it can be linked to the Gulf War syndrome. So currently, irritable bowel syndrome is rated under irritable colon syndrome, which is just an outdated term for IBS. So one thing the VA is doing is just changing that title to reflect the more modern term of irritable bowel syndrome. So the biggest change to IBS is currently you could actually receive a 0% rating under IBS. And I've discussed in the past about 0% ratings and what the pros and cons are. I'll put a link to that video in the description. But the biggest change is now the minimum rating you could receive for IBS is going to be 10% and not 0%. So that's huge. I'll discuss at the end of the video why that matters and how you could take advantage of it. So the other ratings available are going to be 20 and 30%. And the VA is also getting rid of some of that vague criteria they currently use for IBS, such as mild, severe, frequent. They're replacing that criteria with clearer and more specific terms. And I'll put the criteria up here on the screen so you can take a look for yourself. Now, the next major change is for celiac disease. Celiac disease is typically an intolerance to gluten, which causes some severe gastrointestinal issues. Currently, there's no rating for celiac disease. Again, it's rated under that irritable colon syndrome, but the VA is creating a new diagnostic code just for celiac disease. So currently, as I mentioned, for the irritable colon syndrome, you could receive 0 to 30%. Under this new system, you could receive a rating all the way up to 80%. So if you have malabsorption symptoms, so it means you're unable to digest nutrients or absorb them into your body, then you could get a 30% rating, a 50% rating, or an 80% rating. I'll put the criteria on the screen here so you could see for yourself if you meet a new rating. And lastly, the biggest change to this rating criteria is for hemorrhoids. Again, the VA is getting rid of that minimum rating of 0% and making the minimum rating for hemorrhoids 10%. They're also eliminating any distinction between internal and external hemorrhoids, and both of them will be rated the same way. And again, I'm only put the rating criteria on the screen for you. And guys, these aren't all the changes. Like I said before, there's over 55 changes. These changes are going to go into place on May 19th. So after May 19th, they're going to start using this new rating criteria. I'm going to put a link on the screen so you can take a look and see what all the changes the VA is making to the digestive system portion of the VA rating schedule. So what does this mean for you? So for one, if you're already rated for one of these conditions, the VA changing the rating criteria isn't going to automatically change your rating. So if you're 10% now, the VA isn't automatically going to bump you up or down based on this new criteria. However, as I was saying before, some of these conditions, the minimum rating is now 10%. So if you have that 0%, it probably would behoove you to ask for an increase because now you can't get any lower than 10%. I mean, same thing. If you're rated 10% under this old criteria, you may qualify for a higher rating. The good news is that the VA isn't going to reduce you if the new rating criteria somehow ends up with a lesser rating than you have now. They're supposed to do what's most favorable for the veteran. So if that's the case, if the new criteria actually would result in a lower rating, they're supposed to use the old criteria to continue to rate you. There's again, supposed to use the criteria that is most favorable to you. If you apply after May 19th, they're going to use the new rating criteria. If you have something pending as of May 19th, the VA is supposed to look at both the new and old criteria and then decide which one is most favorable to you once again. So that does it, guys. Put in the comments. Let me know what you think about these new rating criteria. If you have any questions, put those in the comments or reach out to me at vetlawoffice.com. Thanks for watching. Thanks for liking. Thanks for subscribing. And as always, you have the power to change your VA. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I hope this was helpful in navigating the VA disability system. Please continue to follow me and listen for further help. If you guys have a particular issue or story you would like to share, it may help others who have a similar problem. Feel free to reach out to me and we can talk about sharing your issue or problem on the next show. And if you need some additional help, visit my website, vamadeeasy.com.